Today was supposed to be the day a deal had to be reached on how much government spending to cut in order to prevent the government from shutting down at midnight on Friday when money runs out. President Obama summoned Republican House Speaker John Boehner to talks at the White House this morning as Boehner continues to deny that he's agreed to a compromise $33 billion spending cut and as Tea Partiers are pushing for twice that. But after leaving the White House meeting, Boehner said there's still no agreement, and now he wants to kick the can down the road another week, although the White House has warned agency officials to begin preparations for a shutdown. While the president and Boehner were meeting, Young Gun Republican House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan of Wisconsin released the first salvo in the next battle, a budget plan for 2012 and beyond, which fundamentally reshapes the Medicare and Medicaid programs.
The president gave us a budget about a month ago that doubles the debt by the end of his first term and triples it by the end of his budget. He punted on debt reduction. We're not going to do that. We think we owe it to our constituents, to our children and grandchildren, to give them a budget that pays off the national debt, to give them a budget that makes health and retirement security something that's real. We want to give them a budget that actually grows jobs and economic growth.
Gail Shattuck is congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. She joins us from Capitol Hill. And Gail, where do we stand? First, let's go back to the deal on 2011 spending to avoid a shutdown.
Well, what you like to see with less than 24 hours to go is some convergence of at least the two sides' account of what's going on. What we've seen in the last 48 hours is a dramatic gap. Speaker Boehner is repeating that there was no deal last week that the Vice President announced, that Senate Democrats announced. I think there's a real sense that he feels that they tried to box him or jam him, first of all by saying he'd committed to something he hadn't, and second by saying that the only way forward was for him to break with the Tea Party element of his caucus, which is a formula, of course, for the majority to break up. So what you're seeing this week, I think, is a very savvy political infighter fighting back, denying that there was a deal, pressing for more cuts, preparing another short-term continuing resolution, but arguably a punitive one. It's a week that cuts $12 billion in spending. This is a speaker who I think feels he has been dealt with unfairly. And he's not going to budge.
Well, you say he feels the Democrats have boxed him in, but haven't the Tea Partiers as well? Many people are saying that John Boehner originally agreed to that $33 billion cut and that it was the Tea Partiers who pushed him to raise that, so that he did originally agree with that number.
Well, you know, an interesting element of his speakership is going to be to figure out that relationship. It's true, leadership initially proposed half. The year had gone half by, therefore they would cut half of what they campaigned to cut. The freshman said no. And what's interesting is that Boehner embraced that. If I look at my email, most of the emails that amplify the strong position the freshmen are taking is coming from his office to make sure that the news media understands that this is a freshman class that is committed and is not going to budge on these issues.
You say you've never seen anything like this before.
Well, not in the closing hours of a negotiation with a serious outcome like a government shutdown. It could be, you know, a last gesture toward a deal, but this is hardball on both sides. I just got through talking to some of the freshmen, and they really sense that the Senate is not functioning as a Democratic body at this point. They have not passed a bill. We don't really know what could fly in the Senate in terms of cuts because there has not been an effort to create a bill on that side. And so they're really trying to stake out some principles here in addition to the policy position that the government needs to be cut back. We want to see the Senate act as a Democratic body, and we'll negotiate with their product.
Well, Gail Shattuck, the Associated Press says that John Boehner is saying there was no budget agreement after his White House meeting, and he's going to look for a short-term cure, which is sort of a, you know, kicking this down the road another week. Your thoughts?
That's the $12 billion CR I was referencing. It's not the way he wanted to go, but it's another way to avoid a shutdown. And Frankly, it throws the ball in the Senate's court. They said they wouldn't approve another temporary CR. Well, then they're responsible for the shutdown. This is the kind of dynamic that's going on right now. It matters to both sides how the public comes to view this, who's to blame. But it also matters in terms of principles. Democrats feel they are defending a legacy of the New Deal and an understanding of government that is expansive and strong. Republicans feel that understanding is bankrupting the country. And without strong steps, it'll be a fiscal train wreck.
Gail Chadwick, congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, thank you.
You're welcome.